News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica is to sign a multi-destination marketing memorandum of understanding MOU with Peru to strengthen tourism relations between both countries. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says the multi-destination MOU agreement was largely impacted by the recent agreement between the government and Copa Airlines, which will see increased flights from South America to Jamaica. The multi-destination MOU is slated to be signed in October this year.
So this whole new arrangement is to give energy to these key partners in tourism and to enable small countries to get wealth from tourism, because the power of that wealth is in the hands of the creative products. So we're excited about what this will bring.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at an event held in Peru recently. He says discussions are ongoing to collaborate in other areas such as gastronomy, entertainment, and strengthening the small and medium-sized enterprises. The National Health Fund has officially launched its new Quick Prescript application geared at reducing wait times for persons to fill prescriptions at drugstore pharmacies. The Quick Prescript app is a free mobile application that allows patients to use their smartphones to upload prescriptions to an online platform, which notifies them once the medication is ready for pickup. Noting that over 500 downloads of the Quick Prescript app have occurred since it was made available to the public, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton commended the NHF on its continued efforts at reducing wait times in the public health service.
And we have embarked on a reduced waiting time theme in public health. We gave a mandate to the NHF, the board, and the management staff, and I am here to say that they are delivering. They are responsive and sensitive to satisfying their patients, their customers, in the area of drug administration.
The Quick Prescript app is available for download in the Google Play Store and for iOS through the App Store. Minister of Education, Senator Will Reid, has committed to improving the infrastructure at Highgate Primary and Junior High School in St. Mary. During a recent tour of the school, Minister Reid outlined that although efforts are underway to ease overcrowding, more has to be done to improve the teaching and learning environment.
They obviously need some assistance for the partitioning, because you see a lot of schools historically have these large rooms that are partitioned by a chalkboard, and we just want to, once you know, we identify these needs, I'm going to make sure we give them some special allocation to continue to improve the quality of the teaching and learning environment.
Construction is underway on two new classrooms at Highgate Primary and Junior High at a cost of $14 million. The work is being funded through grant assistance from the Japanese government's Grassroots Human Security Project. And the Supreme Court has been outfitted with two additional courtrooms and two new elevators as part of efforts to improve the delivery of justice. The provisions came on the heels of a contract signing that will facilitate the expansion of the Court of Appeal and the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP. Minister of Justice Deroy Chuck says the case disposal rate and case inventory backlog is expected to be significantly improved with the addition of the new facilities.
This is another significant step to increase the number of courts across the island. With these two additional courts, ultimately we are going to have 14 courts, 6 tri-jur matters and 8 non-jur matters.
Mr. Chuck was speaking at the handing over ceremony for the new courtrooms and elevators at the Supreme Court recently. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's oil and gas exploration program, which started in 2014, is now at an advanced stage. Tullow Oil is currently conducting the first ever 3D seismic survey to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. The survey will have minimal impact on the marine environment, as marine mammal observers will be on board the vessel and they have the authority to stop the survey if they believe there's any risk to marine life. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.